Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's showtime, folks. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe. 102.5, 106.3 the game. It's a Wednesday. As Leland Stadium says, it's hump day. He's Big Joe, Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. What's going on, man?
It's Wednesday, man. Halfway through the week. Two-thirds through the worst month of the year. You know, think about January, Chase, is it's got 31 days, but it's damn sure going to make you feel all 31 days, right? February, yeah. There'll be a few days here and there. Oh, I forgot about that. But January is just, and I love seeing the snow. Did you see the snow shot on Bourbon Street?
Yeah, that was cool.
And all throughout the Deep South, and it's just something that never happens, and it is very cool is a word to put it, but that's it. That's how you put it right there. It was just so cool seeing all that.
Yeah, it's awesome, and then seeing like Destin and some of the beach photos with snow on it and everything, right. Just a rare thing that happens. Obviously, a lot going on today. John McClain going to join us at 9:30. We'll get his thoughts on Mike Borgonzi and everything going on with the Titans. Borgonzi will be introduced today officially at 11. Chad Brinker is speaking at 10, but no audio or video of that. But we got you covered. We will read some quotes. We got some help with that. So we will make sure you get the quotes that come out of that, and then he'll be a part of the Borgonzi presser as well. Looking forward to hearing Mike Borgonzi. And, you know, I heard Jared say something yesterday that I could not agree with more. And that is, you know, I want to walk, you know, you always talk about winning the press conference and things like that. But I want to walk away from that today. And obviously it's happening during our show, so we can't be there. But I want to walk away from that today going, you know what, I'm excited. I'm excited about this guy. You know, they got stuff they got to work through, and there's stuff they've done in the past that I don't agree with, and they're, you know, they've kind of been a messed up organization, but I'm ready to look forward and let's see what this guy can do. Whether good things come of that or not, we will find out. But I want to at least have 10 minutes of excitement today.
What would that sound like? I mean, what do you want them to say? I'm here to win. We're here to build a team. You want me to come out
I mean, this is
a lost franchise. They're hopeless. I think I'll be here a year, maybe. I'm going to lease, buy.
But I mean, look, things have been so bad lately. I just, you know, I mean, shower me with positivity, even if it's BS. I don't care. Just make me feel better, please. Just help me.
All right, we could do that.
You know what did make me feel better last night?
What's that?
The Predators win 7-5 over the San Jose Sharks. After being down 5-1 at the end of the first period, it was 4-1. And then they start the second period with former Predator Mikael Granlund making it 5-1. The Predators then scored 6 unanswered goals after that. It was the largest comeback in Predators history. 4 goals is what the comeback was. And then they had 2 more after that. I mean, it was unbelievable that they were able to do that. I could not believe it.
Well, I didn't see any of it, so don't we have somebody at 10:30 this
morning? Brady Shea, okay. Defenseman, is going to join us at 10:30 today. Usually it's around now that we have a player come on, but with the long game, they're not practicing today, so it's going to be after, a little bit later in the show is what I'm trying to spit out.
There we go.
So at 10:30 today, Brady Shea is going to join us, but like the atmosphere, those that stayed, like it was really, really cool. I mean, to see a comeback like that in person, I mean, it was the best one that I've ever seen live. It was awesome.
So 4 in a row now.
Yeah, and they've won 4 in a row.
That puts them over the 40-point mark.
Yeah, something
41,
like
41, I think. Is that right?
Yeah. So I do have to say this. So I was with a group of friends last night.
Thanks for asking, right?
And, okay. You know that's my pet peeve, right?
I know.
When people are like, where was my invite? You weren't invited. You weren't a part of this. This was a different group. I'm not trying to be mean, but I hate it when people say that.
I'm gonna write this down.
Go ahead. Write it down.
9:06 on Wednesday.
It's like, okay, I can't take everybody to everything.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, you could have asked, right? I mean, we're going to say no anyway, but you could have asked. All right, go ahead, buddy.
All right. Thank you. So I'm with a group of friends, and things are kind of getting away from the Predators. I mean, at the end of the first period, it was 4-1. And I'm like, I don't know about this one. This is going to be a long game. You know, I had that feeling. And my friend Alyssa that was with me was the only one that said, no, they're going to come back and win. And I thought she was crazy, and she turned out to be right. So congrats to her for calling that.
But we talk about this. Don't leave games.
I didn't leave.
I know, but don't like, oh, that's over
no,
now.
No, no, no. You shouldn't leave.
You've been in this long enough that you know that anything could happen, especially in hockey. And so you were part of the first, did I read this correctly? Their first ever four-goal comeback?
Yeah, first ever four-goal comeback.
Yes. So, like, what you were part of that last night.
Yep.
Very cool.
It was cool. You know, so that was, you kind of ruined my thunder. You put me in a bad mood, but that's okay.
How did I do that?
Because you didn't invite us? We were
invited. I didn't get one, Dr. Crane. Did you?
Cause no.
I was busy.
Because it was a different group.
You know we're going to say no. That's
the point. No, if I want to invite you, I will invite you. If I want to invite my other friends, I will invite my other friends.
If I wanted to go, I would have said,
hey,
man.
I don't have 40,000 tickets to take everybody.
I would have said, hey, I'd like to go. No, good for you. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hair Metal Henry said, he said group of friends, Joe.
Right? I love it because I know that it irritates you. That's why you got to take that little body blow to the side and then go back to your corner.
It is such a pet peeve. It's and right, you dude. And he that shall not be named, Ricky, do that all the time. Is that
beautiful.
As Joe. Yeah,
thanks. I mean, I would have declined it, but it's just, you know. That's that old meme.
No,
it's
you
like,
wouldn't have. You'd have been like, sure. And then you would have eaten half the buffet.
Half? 2/3, pal. Not half. No. I'm not doing the cold well. So I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the cold. It's getting to me. You know, and we got another day of it today. It's getting to me. And I don't know what. I mean, it's 10 degrees right now. I'm looking at Channel 5.
Well, hey, it's going to get above 30. Today.
I don't, so yeah. I mean, you go into a hockey game to warm up.
You can go out in shorts and a t-shirt this afternoon and be fine.
I'd love to.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I'm curious of how many people were at the game last night as the Predators win at 7-5 after scoring 6 unanswered goals. So the goal scorers for the Predators were Tommy Novak, Fedor Svechkov, and that was a pretty one, Justin Barron, Jonathan Marchessault, his 15th of the year, Roman Josi, Nick Blankenberg, and Philip Forsberg with his 16th of the year, which was the empty netter that put the icing on the cake, as they say.
Oh, I know. Did they have cake in the suite?
No.
They did not?
Oh, actually, they did. They had cheesecake. Yeah, sorry.
They did.
You weren't invited. So
I wasn't invited at all. I was outside on Broadway like, anybody seen Chase? Or I was trying to sell suite tickets. Anywho. What are you doing here? Bought these off the street. Oh, my goodness.
If you know, you know.
So, all right. So, to San Jose, who's after that?
They go San Jose, Anaheim.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and then...
I think they're back.
I think Brunette said something good. I listened to Max's pregame show yesterday, and it was literally one game. Let's focus on the 3 hours tonight. That's all we can control. I don't care who's down the road. And I was like, God, that'd be great if you could – that's the mindset of your team. Like, tonight is the only thing that matters. All too often, you look down the road like, oh, you got a four-game road trip coming up. But just focus on the game in front of you and play, and they went out last night and won. So – 7-5, that would be a fun game, 7-5.
No, it was. I mean, because you were like, what in the world is going on? I mean, it was one of those things that it was kind of in an unbelievable category, but fun to watch at the same time. And then, you know, you got to imagine, the other thing that was tough at first was Luke Cunningham, former Predator, he scored. Mikael Granlund, former Predator, he scored 2 goals. You know, so it's like that's happening. You're like, ah, here we go. They're just, you know, going to come in and do this. And, you know, there was a little bit of, Yeah, the Sharks aren't very good. You know, we should take care of business here. And so, I like the Predators had a terrible start. Like, and you know, we'll talk to Brady Shea about it. But they had an awful start at the game, at the beginning of the game. And then it was something about halfway through the second period, they just, they kind of turned, or really into the second period, you could tell something changed.
Well, we talked to Hal Gill yesterday about games like, ah, you're supposed to win this game. You're supposed to win. But if you're getting down 5-1 to a team that's worse than you in hockey, it's like, what are we doing here? And they rallied back at once. So good for them, man.
They did. They did. So 7-5, and again, Brady Shea going to join us at 10:30 today. We will keep you up to date on the things that Chad Brinker says at 10, and then at 11, right when DVD starts, that's when Mike Bergonzi will be introduced as the next general manager of the Tennessee Titans. Coming up next, I want to know, is there something specific that he needs to say today at the press conference? You can weigh in as well, 615-737-1025. It's Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game, here on this Wednesday. Waiting on my other group of friends to show up so I can get ready. And Dr. Crane can stay. You and Ricky can go to your WNBA game.
Yeah, You're sorry. I mean, if I get an extra pass, I'll let you know. But
no, I don't want to be. That's fine.
No, I probably won't.
It's okay.
I've already asked.
It's okay to not invite everybody to everything. Some people understand that more than others.
But. You know, the worst part about this is now, when I grew up in high school, if I didn't get invited to like a pool party, I didn't know about it, right? So today's world. Sure. Today's world, you'll like on Instagram, what's Chase up to? Oh, he's at a pool party, and there is Ricky and Nick and Ashley, and you're like, then your feelings get hurt. Back right. in the day, nobody gave a damn because you didn't know. So it's I just don't want to know. It's better that way.
Yeah.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah, it's just I'm just going to let it go. What are some things that you want to hear from Mike Bergonzi today?
I just need to know who's in control. I just want to know who gets final say. It's that simple. I want to know who gets a final say on the roster. If you disagree with two guys, if two guys disagree on one guy, who gets the trump card? Who says, I get to do this, and I get to pick this guy? Or, I mean, who do you default to? It's pretty simple. That's all I want to know. It's always been – it was pretty clear-cut with Floyd. Reinfeld the same way, Rustin Webster, and now we get in this muddle of I don't know who's calling the shots over there, and it's frustrating. If you're a fan and you want to hear things, it's frustrating. So that's all I want to hear is who's in control.
Yep, I agree. And I will say that Chad Brinker did an interview earlier today and basically confirmed that he does have final say on the roster, and I've seen some quotes saying that, you know, but he doesn't. He's basically like a tiebreaker, and that's what the Titans had kind of said all along. That, but you know, they're not using the collaboration word as much as they used to because they got burnt for that. But
what is Brinker's title?
President of Football Operations.
So this was not around 10 years ago, right?
No. But look,
for any team,
look, let's peel some layers back for a second. Do we agree? Since in the last 2.5 years that things have kind of been all over the place with them, with the Titans. Like, it hadn't been good.
Yeah, know. Once she fired John Robinson, yes.
Right, right. So that kind of started this tailspin. It was, you know, I do agree that there needs, if Amy is not going to be this front-facing owner, which is fine if she doesn't want to be, then you need to have people in place that represent the organization, represent her. And that is usually, like, I'll use the Predators as an example. You know, we don't hear from ownership a lot. Now, I think some of that's going to change now that Bill Haslam is taking over because he's a front-facing person as he's a former governor. But in the past, you know, whether it was Herb Frisch or Tom Cigaran, we didn't hear from them hardly at all. Who represented ownership? Sean Henry. Sean Henry was the front-facing person. Still
is.
I'm going
to pause you right here.
Okay.
Predators are nowhere near dysfunctional. Has that football
not
team
part
is.
Of the conversation? I'm just saying. I'm saying how they do it right. I'm trying to give you an example of how they do it right.
Okay.
I'm not saying they're dysfunctional at all. That is zero what I'm saying. That's not even close.
The Titans are
correct.
Preds are not
correct.
Okay.
I'm not even saying that.
Okay.
So, I've lost my train of thought. So what I'm saying is they've had a person that represents ownership. Amy has not. Now it would appear she's starting to try and establish that, which is fine, which is what I agree with.
Right.
But let's make it clear cut who's in charge. If you want to say Bert Nyhill is the president and he's more on the business side, which is what it appears he is, okay. Football, Chad Brinker is the president of football operations. So he's the guy. Let's just, if that's what we're going with moving forward, I'm fine with that. It's not a terrible idea. But I also don't want this, you know, what the perception is with him is that he's in charge until things go wrong, and then, no, that was Rand. And then it's like, no, I didn't make that decision. That
right.
was him.
Right.
Let's understand today moving forward that that's not the case, because he's now said it, that the team has said it, that basically the final football decisions are Chad Brinker. So you can say, all right, and traditionally that kind of takes away some power from Mike Borgonzi.
You think?
But as long as we understand that this is the power structure, then I can move on.
Then I don't want to hear from Mike Borgonzi. I want to hear where the buck stops.
No, he's going to make player selections. He's going to build the roster, according to them.
Is that final say?
No, I guess
the problem
not.
They've created here?
Yeah, but other teams do have this. Other teams do have a president of football operations or whatever, but usually it's like a Bill Belichick or, you know.
Okay.
Who's in charge of the Kansas City Chiefs, where Borgonzi's coming from?
It's Clark Hunt.
Well, okay. But who's making all the football decisions?
It's probably Andy Reid.
It's Andy Reid.
Yeah.
He's
earned that.
Who was doing that in Seattle before last year?
Pete Carroll.
Belichick.
Earned that.
Right. So, but you know.
Let me throw something at you.
Okay.
Nashville Predators are in first place in their conference, right? Division, whatever. What division they in, whatever it is, doesn't matter. They're first place, okay? You get a text, they're firing, this is go back a few years, they're firing David Poyle. And you're like, why are they firing David Poyle? Well, because some Predator player they traded away scored 3 goals, had a hat trick, and celebrated against them. And they don't talk. And then they don't come out and say anything. You're only from the ownership, right? And then it just kind of becomes a big muddle, puddle of mud. There you go. That's what it becomes. So, and you don't hear from them. And you're like, what the hell is going on here? Why don't we hear from anybody? And then they trot out somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about, and like they did with Rand. Then you would see that franchise in a different way. Predators have never done that, right? Titans have done that. And it looks chaotic. So when you put the two franchises next to each other, one kind of the Preds keep it close to heart, or the Titans, there's no direction. It's a rudderless ship that's going around. So you don't know what's happening there. So I see the one franchise in town that's doing it correctly, and I see the other franchise who just doesn't know what they're doing. So I want answers today. All right, maybe solutions. I'll take that. That's what I want to
– I mean, solution. Simple. Look, solutions is what we need.
It's that simple. That's
you
it.
You know, you can give me an answer, and an answer is usually bull.
Yes.
But I agree. So if they come out today and say, Chad Brinker has final say on football operations and anything with the football team. However, Mike is going to build the roster. Chad's just basically like, if I got to break a tie, I'm in there. I think that's silly, but at least you've said it, and I'll live with it until it doesn't work, and then I'll call you out if it doesn't work.
All right, what question do you want to hear answered today?
I mean, that is by far the biggest one. How you've come from an organization, you've been in an organization that wasn't good for a while and now is going for their third straight Super Bowl. In your mind, what are the building blocks of a good organization? How do you – I'm not necessarily how do you build the Titans into a good Super Bowl winning team, but what do you think it takes to build that team? Because you've been a part of it. And I'm just curious what his answer is. I don't care if he's the one that discovered Mahomes or, you know, signed this guy or signed that guy or scouted this guy or scouted that guy. That doesn't matter. It matters to some. It doesn't necessarily matter to me, because you could have found Patrick Mahomes. The Titans could have drafted Patrick Mahomes instead of Corey Davis. Who knows if he would have turned out the way he turned out.
That's a great point. I just don't come in here and tell me how great you built it when you have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Right.
I mean, how did you fill it in around him? And I'd like to know that. But, I mean, but let's go back here for a second. The fact that they're not allowing any videotaping at 10 o'clock today, or no media, electronic media really being there.
It's all quotes.
Is a problem. Why? Tell me why. Because we know why. Because they're so afraid that what Brinker's going to say is going to be held against him. Right? So just don't lie. Just come out and tell the truth. How things are going to be. It's that simple. When I hear you're not allowing certain parts of the media in, that tells me this is what Russia did in the 80s. They tried to control your message to get it out there. Just have your guy come out there and answer questions.
Yeah.
And be honest about it. It's not life or death. It's not. It's football. It's that very simple. It's football. It's not life or death. So just come out and be honest and let it go. That's my problem with what's happening over there. Because they're so afraid that Jared's going to bust their ass. Let's be honest here for a second. Down the street's not going to do this. Right? Nope. Your 2 o'clock show's going to do it, which I find fascinating and fun because he's holding their feet to the fire. So to come out and tell me you're not going to have this, but God, we just want to do this and that. No, there's a deeper message here. You don't want your quotes per se misconstrued, then tell the truth.
Yep.
That's it.
I agree.
Simple.
I agree. And look, sometimes, you know, here's what's interesting. A texter on our text line, 6166, asked this question. I'll read his text. I have to ask why this station can't get Titans brass on. Having to listen to the other guys is kind of pathetic considering this station has more journalists yet can't break a story or get anyone on. I get they are the flagship, totally understand, just don't understand why the esteemed journalists in the city have no connections to get info. Look, we are going to have Mike Borgonzi on tomorrow. I don't know if it'll be this show, but I have been told he will come on one of our shows tomorrow.
Okay, good.
There are partnerships, and you know, you hear more of the Predators people on this station than you do on that station because of said partnership. They do go on over there, and I encourage them to go on over there. We ask. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. That I'm kind of giving you a little bit of a political answer, but that's how it is. It doesn't have anything to do with being journalists. It's just the, you know, we can ask for things, but they're going to get more things than we are because of that partnership.
And they can say no. But I've been with you this show now a year and a half where you're like, hey, I'm emailing the Titans about this. And I've seen you email them countless times for people to come on. And look, you're going to go in this moment where you're comfortable.
Sure.
I get it.
There is a sense of like, you know, we are going to be a little more unfiltered on our thoughts, especially from 2 to 6. But I think I'd like to think this show is as well. The morning show, the midday show, we all have our unfiltered thoughts. I mean, Derek Mason played for that organization for 8 or 9 years. He hasn't held back.
Yeah.
And they don't like that. You know, I'm not going to speak for him, but I know they don't like that. They don't like that he, you know, is as opinionated as he is about them sometimes. But guess what? Well, the truth hurts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would say that if Chad Brinker would ever come on this show, we'd have a good, healthy conversation. And I would say everything that I have said, you know, on the air to his face. And like, look, perception's reality, my friend. The perception is you stabbed Rand Carthon in the back.
Ooh.
Clear that up. I'm going to give – it's not personal, but that's how things come across.
That's how a reporter asks those questions.
So just get in front of it. My thing is, and I would say this to him as I, you know, in a position of power that I'm in here at this company, if there is a perception that, and look, there's been some situations. If there's a perception that I did something wrong or did somebody wrong, I get in front of it. And, you know, I've worked around people that have been around people that are like, no, just let it die down.
Right.
Uh-uh. I'm a get in front of I stand in front of the train. Like, I want to stop it from spreading because I know the truth at the end of the day.
So let me ask you this. You're the boss. You get a call from one of your other shows and say, hey, we're going to bring on Mr. X, but we're not allowed to ask this or that. What's your response?
Then why are you having him on?
Perfect.
Why are you having him on? I mean, I'm one of those people that, and one of those leaders that, and I don't like using the word boss, you know, that much. I'll joke about it, but like, I try to have a lead, you know, be a leader or whatever. I'm not going to tell you you can or can't do something unless it's going to affect our FCC license or something like that. But I'm going to say, you know, if it was me, I wouldn't do that. Like, if they're going to let you, you know, I'll just say it. If you're going to have Rand Carthon on, but he's told you that half the things you want to ask him, he can't talk about, then what's the point of having him on?
Great. You're right. No, you're right.
You know, so that's kind of how I feel about it. So there you go. A little inside baseball. John McClain going to join us. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Yeah.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Mike Borgonzi will be introduced today as the new Titans general manager. We bring in John McClain. HoustonTexans.com is where you can find his work. John, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We are doing fantastic. I want to start with this, and we've you know, traveled this journey together. You've known the Adams family, obviously, for a long time. And, you know, in our conversations this year, there has been a lot of, you know, well, why isn't Amy speaking, or who's in charge of what? And it does feel like it's starting to get a little clearer. But have you ever heard of a situation like this where, you know, Chad Brinker is now the president of football operations, a title he's had for basically the last year. They have hired a general manager, and Mike Borgonzi is now that general manager. He's going to, you know, select the roster and build the roster and be over the coaches and things like that. But the final say goes to Chad Brinker as the president of football operations. It kind of feels like a weird setup, but have you seen something like that before?
Of course it's a weird setup. Just like they had, what they say the other day, no videos.
Yeah.
After the news conference, somebody asked me when I'd seen that last, and I was at about 1977 before there was anything videos. It's amazing. You're getting positive publicity for hiring Borgonzi, who's really well thought of, and then you create negativity by doing something like that, which makes no sense. At a time when you're starving for positive attention, the last thing you do is create things that'll provide negative attention. Now, as far as Chad Brinker having final say, and no matter how they try to spin it, if you have final say, you're the boss. And it doesn't matter if he's supposed to be the tiebreaker or whatever. Chad Brinker, Amy Adams Strunk has given him all the power. And so Borgonzi, he was highly thought of. Now you think, well, why would he take a job when he can't make the final decisions? Well, GM title looks better than assistant GM or personnel director or anything like that. And if Amy decides that she doesn't like Chad Brinker like she did with Rand Carthon, then maybe she moves to her general manager. As I told you guys last week, they should have just had Chad Brinker at president of football operations / general manager, since he has final say. And this thing about a GM, it being too big for one person, that's why you have assistant general managers to help out on the things that the general manager doesn't want to take care of. So, yes, it is an odd, strange, weird line of authority, but that's the way they're going. They got the number one pick. Bottom line, if it doesn't work out, Chad Brinker gets the blame.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I kind of look at it as, I'll take it a step further, of Brinker has the final say. He's put himself in this position, and perception on how things went with Carthon is not very good. And if things go poorly, then he can just go, oh, it wasn't my call. You know, I blame this guy. If things go well, then, you know, it is what it is. Everybody gets credit. Everybody's happy. That's how it comes across to me.
Be interesting to see, you know, who's got a line to Amy. I'm guessing it's Brinker. And Borgonzi and Callahan, you know, are not going to be picking up the phone and calling Amy. It'll go through Brinker. So if it's going through Brinker, it'll never be Brinker's fault. But yes, you put yourself in that situation, so you're asking for scrutiny at a time when this should be clear cut, and it is clear cut, but it should be the general manager has final say on authority. The coach has final say on the game day roster. That's the way it is with most organizations. And but they're going to do it different. Hopefully it works. Bottom line is, if they don't get the quarterback right, there's a good chance it's going to fail.
Here's my concern with this, John, and you obviously were connected during this time. You know, it for a long time, the line to Bud was kind of through Floyd, and then I know that, you know, Underwood, and there were some presidents and stuff there, but Floyd had a pretty good connection to Bud. Then it got blurred because there were things with Jeff Fisher that they disagreed on, and then Jeff would go to Bud, and Bud would, you know, get involved. That's what I'd be concerned about, is there's too much of a power struggle, and I feel like that's kind of what we've seen the last couple of years.
Well, first of all, when it came to Bud, the general manager always had the final say. And I remember one time, I can't remember, it must have been 98 or something, Floyd had power over assistant coaches, and he fired a bunch of them. And Jeff, unannounced, came to Houston to Bud's office, went into the office, and one of Bud's two assistants, I think Linda, said, "Mr. Adams, Coach Fisher wants to talk to you." He goes, "Okay, which line?" And she said, "Not a line, he's here. He's out sitting outside your office." And Bud goes, "Oh." And so Jeff went in and fought to keep a couple of those coaches. And I remember writing about this time when he got back. You could have heard, I think I heard him and Floyd arguing all the way to Houston. And then when Jeff got his contract after the Super Bowl, at that point, you know, the Titans were one of the best organizations in the NFL. Jeff got control of his coaches. And to me, a head coach always should be in control of coaches, not Mike Bergonzi, not Chad Brinker. If the coach gets bad assistance, then he deserves to be fired. But they shouldn't be telling the head coach who should be fired. And maybe the setup is there that Brian Callahan has authority over his coaches. I don't know how that was written into his contract, but they do have a definite line. And Chad Brinker is in charge, and they can say, "Well, I'm a tiebreaker." And that's fine if he is, but the bottom line, he has final say in personnel. Nihil had nothing to do with personnel. Steve Underwood was never involved in personnel, other contracts, but that's not personnel. He never spoke about anything in personnel. As Chad Brinker should not be saying anything about the administrative side of the organization. That's Nihil's baby. Nihil should not be involved in anything involving personnel. That is Brinker's baby. That's pretty clear if that's the way they're operating. And if that's the way they're operating, they have their best chance of success.
Beautiful. John McClain's on with us this morning, the perfect guy to have on. The Titans have their press conference, air quotes, here in a little bit. John, in all your years, has somebody ever come to you and said, "Here's, I need your list of questions that you're going to ask said person"? Has that ever happened to you?
Never. Never anywhere. There were, like, if I was, when I was covering the NFL, and like I used that as an excuse to come to Nashville a lot because I could justify it, because after the Titans moved, they were a really good team under Fisher and Floyd. And I like both those guys, and I like spending time up there. And I may, if I was going to talk to somebody privately, which wasn't often, but if I would say I need to talk to McNair or Eddie George or somebody like that, I might tell Robbie Boren, who I think is an outstanding PR guy, I'd tell Robbie, "By the way, you might give Eddie a heads up. This is the angle I'm going to take so I don't catch him off guard." But I've never had anybody anywhere in my 52 years in this business, including this will be starting 49 covering the NFL, ask me ahead of time for questions. They do that in Hollywood.
Right, exactly.
Why is that going on up there?
It's not. I'm just saying, if you know, Chad Brinker went on another, I'm sorry, Ran went on another station here, and there was a list of questions that they could not ask him, and it was just a bunch of nonsense
really?
That went on. Yes,
really?
Sir. Last week, yes. and ended up being talked about Rand's playlist and what books he's reading, which is nobody cares about that. So I was just curious, is that it's never happened to me either.
I've never heard of that in all those years ever.
Yeah,
because you ask a question, guy, that's why you say I prefer not to comment on that, or you know, you don't do that. I prefer not, you know, I'm not going to comment on that, or I'm not going to prefer on that because of this or this or this. You see people, well, I can't comment on that because it hasn't played out in court, or it's playing out in court. You give them a chance to say that. But as far as a list of questions, my God, that's things they do with Hollywood publicists.
Yeah, right. You're exactly right. All right, so today at 10 o'clock, they're having a, and I've never heard of this, John, and you're far more seasoned than I am, a quotes-only press conference with Chad Brinker. No video, no audio, quotes only. I have, the only time I've heard where you can't do this is in federal court. And last I checked, the Titans aren't federal court. Have you ever heard about this? Because it's really odd, John.
Never, never. That's another thing. At a time when you're supposed to be doing things to get positive publicity, and you want the media to get away from all the negativity, the last thing you do is mess with the media from doing their job. Now, I would guess, is this Chad Brinker doing this?
Yes, sir.
It's certainly not PR. And you're all, if that's Chad Brinker, it's not Amy, then that makes no sense whatsoever. That's a terrible move, because instead of talking about what a good hire Mike Berganza is, we're sitting here talking about stuff like this, which is the last thing you want. Now, let me ask you, is this being done so all the video can go on their website?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. We think it's because they think we're going to get their audio part of this and just rip them apart. That, and I think they're trying to say, look, this is why.
Look, I'll say it. Our afternoon show uses audio quite a bit. That's a part of his show. And there have been quotes that are clips that they have had that he has played over and over and over again and ripped them apart. And I think
that
has a lot to do with
it. He can still read the quotes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
so that just makes no sense. And if indeed it is because of one guy in his afternoon show, that is terrible for a team to be worried about something like that. They should never be worried about negativity in the media. They should be above it. They should have their goal of improving with all these paths they want to take. And messing with the media at a time when you hope to get positive publicity is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. They're moving into a new stadium. They want to sell tickets. And sometimes getting positive publicity might help you sell a few tickets. But I can't believe this is going on. Now, I wouldn't like it if it was all going on the website. That's not fair. But if it's because of they don't like the way some guy on the radio who has a highly rated show and is also on a national show on Sirius, they're doing it because of him. They'll never admit that.
Right.
And I just can't imagine they're doing that. So I can't wait to see, because you guys, you know, you're going to be asking them about it. And what's going to be their explanation? They'd be like, Porky Pig. So what is the explanation that they're going to give? Did they do this the other day when they had somebody out there?
I don't think they did anything.
No, I mean, the last press conference they had was Brian Callahan at the end of the season.
Okay. Yep. And they let people shoot video.
Yeah.
Every team lets people shoot video. It helps you get publicity all over the internet. And today, talk shows around the league, around the country. I know I'm going on WEEI, the biggest station in Boston this afternoon, and I'll have to talk about it when I'm talking about Vrabel and what happened with the Titans. That's just not what you want. We'll be talking about it on our shows down here, because as far, it may not be unprecedented, but I've never heard it happen.
Oh, yeah, we'll have more with John McClain coming up next. here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Continuing our conversation with John McClain, HoustonTexans.com is where you can find his work.
All right, John, when did they do this, create this position that's above the GM? I mean, it used to be it was just like the GM was in control of everything. Now you have a director of football operations with a GM reporting to him. Was this new? I mean, this wasn't around 25 years ago, was it?
No, it wasn't around this year. I don't know anybody else that has somebody over the general manager.
Yeah, it's just an odd title, and that's because this has created all this kind of chaos within everything. I'm like, all right, who's in control? Are you in control? I'm in control.
It's straightforward as hell. But Chad Brinker's in charge. There's no confusion there. Chad Brinker is in charge, and they can frame it any way they want to frame it, that Gonzi does all the work of the general manager. And the key is, will Brinker be looking over his shoulder? Does he want to meet with him every day? What's Chad Brinker going to be working on while he's not working on personnel? He's got a personnel background, but Amy, obviously, he's been in the organization, what, 2 years?
Yeah,
so he's been there 2 years, and obviously he's impressed her enough for her to put him in charge of everything. But the line goes straight to him. There's no confusion about anything unless they make it so. And but I noticed, Sports Illustrated had yesterday that Bergonzi had final say on personnel, and no. That's not the case unless they've all of a sudden changed it behind the scenes. And that's what everybody's going to be asking them. You know, the first question to me would be, why are we not able to shoot video? And I can't wait to see what answer they have.
Yeah, that's...
they're not that just because we can, because we feel more comfortable. Well, is this going to happen in the future that you're not going to help us? So if I were... Anyway, there's no confusion about who's in charge. And on big decisions, say like the first pick, Amy's going to want to know who it is. She's not going to shoot it down. She's not keeping up with the quarterbacks. But she's going to want to know, like all owners, about big decisions that are made.
Real quick, I want to ask you about another team in the AFC South. Do the Jags have a problem? Because it feels like they can't get a coach.
Yeah. They can't get a coach because Trent Baalke is the general manager and nobody wants to work with him because of his history of failure. Now, there was no guarantee Ben Johnson was going there, but the fact is he interviewed and he didn't. And Liam Cohen, who will be head coach next year, Tampa's paid him a lot of money to make sure he stays as the OC. So they'll probably end up with a former coach like Robert Saleh, somebody like that, that's desperate for a job. And it's a bad look for the Jaguars and for their fan base.
All right, so his son, Shad Khan's son, Tony, runs what, Chase?
AEW.
So he knows wrestling. About wrestling and about selling tickets and showmanship. Do you think they would throw the checkbook, John, at Deion Sanders?
No, absolutely not. And Tony Khan's worked his way up through the organization. I like the way they had him as the owner's son, starting at the bottom and working up different jobs. And he's really basically in charge of promotions. But, of course, he's got his dad's ear. And he has branched out from the Jaguars. But, no, I do not think Deion's a candidate there. Don't think Deion's a candidate in Dallas. I think that's all media manufactured.
Also, the and they haven't made this official yet, but the Titans have added John Fossil as their special teams coach. I'm a big
fan. John, no, yeah.
It is,
yeah.
John, yeah. I am a big fan of him.
Great move. Another great move.
Yeah.
And at least we're talking about it. Getting Fossil, whose dad was a terrific coach, getting Fossil was a tremendous move, especially in light of how bad the special teams were. That's another really positive move they've made. But unfortunately, all the talk shows are going to be about all this ridiculousness.
For sure. John, we always appreciate it. Love these conversations. And, hey, we'll see what they do in the next week and talk to you next Wednesday.
I can't wait to see, guys. Thank you very much, as always.
Absolutely. John McClain joining us here on the program, as he does every Wednesday at 9:30. Coming up next, we'll be on Quote Watch from Chad Brinker. We're ready to go. David James has his Penguin hat on. I'm very excited about that. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.